now tuned in to the Wake Up Great podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Anthony. What better way to start off your day than on a positive note? See, I'm a firm believer that the way you begin your day will have an effect on the outcome of your day in a major way. The Wake Up Great podcast is coming up next. Stay tuned. What's going on, family? Welcome back to the Wake Up Great podcast, the podcast that aims to uplift and inspire you to conquer challenges of health, mind, body, and soul. It's Wake Up Great Wednesday. I'm your host, Joseph Anthony, and today we're diving into the concept of paying it forward. This simple yet powerful idea has the potential to create a ripple effect of kindness and generosity. So let's explore what it means to pay it forward and discuss some practical ways we can all incorporate this concept into our lives. All right, mi gente, to kick things off, let's examine what paying it forward actually means. At its core, it's about responding to a kindness done to you by being kind to someone else. It's the idea that a single act of generosity can set off a chain reaction of goodwill, ultimately making the world a better place for everyone. Now let's explore some practical ways we can put this concept into action. Now the first and perhaps most obvious way to pay it forward is by performing random acts of kindness. This could be as simple as buying a cup of coffee for a person in line behind you, helping an elderly neighbor with their groceries, or leaving a positive note for a stranger to find. These small gestures can brighten someone's day and inspire them to do the same for others. What I'm sure that you and I can agree on is that it doesn't take much for random acts of kindness. The smallest things can mean the world to somebody else. And if I have the means, the capability to just pay it forward, I don't even think twice about it. I remember a situation maybe 2 years ago. I was going into Chipotle to get lunch, and as I was ordering and about to pay, I can hear a conversation maybe two people away from me, and the person was asking if they can get a little bit of extra without being charged. They only had a certain amount of money. As I look to my left, I can see that it was a homeless person. I'm sure they were okay with giving them a little extra, but I did tell the woman at the register, I say, hey, you know, could you just charge me whatever that person has, whatever it's a bowl, a burrito, can you just charge me now for it and just, you know, say it's on the house, say it's free, say whatever, just don't tell them I did it. I grabbed my food, I went to sit down. The woman actually told the person that somebody took care of it for them. Somebody paid for them. They don't need to pull out their money. They can hold and keep their money. The person looked around and they were looking for who could be there, who could possibly have done this and why. And I didn't care for the accolade, the reward, the thank you. All I cared was that that person got to have some food and they didn't have to spend on that. Can you imagine the situation that that person is going through, that they have no money, they're homeless, they're probably cold, and they're asking for money, using the money they have, and just kind of repeating that cycle? You put yourself in another person's shoes and you have a little more compassion. And it could be anything, giving up your seat to somebody else because maybe they have a ton of bags and they're standing, or they're elderly or pregnant. It doesn't matter so long as it's coming from your heart and it doesn't feel forced. You know, sometimes we walk around unconscious of things. We're definitely on the move with life, moving forward, right? But we don't really realize what's going on around us. And when you open your eyes and when you look around and when you do things that not only feel good to you, but can feel good to somebody else, it just brings more of that energy into your world. And I truly believe that. I remember so many situations where something was given to me, something randomly. It just takes your breath away, where it's like out of nowhere. It can be a compliment. It can be a gift. It can be finding something on the street, finding money on the street. I remember walking and I found a $100 bill just floating in the wind. But I truly believe that the energy projected enabled me to receive. It's really not, my thought process on this whole thing is, It's not to receive, though. It's just to give out of the kindness of my heart, to do out of the kindness of my heart. Random acts of kindness, paying it forward. Something good happens to you. It feels good that you receive that, even and without even asking. And then it just kind of pushes you. I know I felt this. Like I it pushed me to want to do the same and give somebody else something that will make them smile, make them feel exactly how I felt in that moment when I received it. I encourage you to be a little bit more conscious in your ways, in your life as you walk down this path. How there's so many people going through so many things. To my listeners out there, we are all going through something. It doesn't take much to put that energy out there. And I promise you, it'll come back. Another impactful way to pay it forward is by volunteering your time and skills. Whether it's at a local soup kitchen, animal shelter, or community garden, giving your time to help others is a direct and meaningful way to make a difference. By sharing your talents and energy, you can have a lasting impact on those in need and encourage others to do the same. Furthermore, spreading awareness and positivity through social media can be a powerful tool for paying it forward. By sharing inspiring stories, promoting charitable causes, or simply offering words of encouragement, you can leverage the reach of social platforms to uplift and empower others. The more people see and engage with acts of kindness, the more likely they are able to be inspired to take similar actions in their own lives. Lastly, one of the most effective ways to pay it forward is by leading by example. Whether it's in the workplace, at your home, or within your community, embodying kindness, empathy, and generosity can inspire others to follow suit. By demonstrating the positive act of paying forward, you can create a culture of compassion and goodwill that extends far beyond your own actions. As we wrap up today's episode, I encourage all of our listeners to consider how they can incorporate the concept of paying it forward into their daily lives. Whether it's through random acts of kindness, volunteering, social media advocacy, or leading by example. Each one of us has the power to make a meaningful difference in the world. So let's go out and pay it forward, one act of kindness at a time. Thank you for tuning into the Wake Up Great podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Anthony. I look forward to exploring more ways to spread positivity and create change in the episodes to come. Remember, a small act of kindness can spark a chain reaction of good. Until next time, keep making a positive impact in the world. Peace out, mi gente. Hey guys, thank you for tuning into today's episode. If you like what you've heard, I'd love your feedback. Hit that rate, review, share, subscribe. You could even leave a voice message. I'm at anchor.fm/wakeupgreatpodcast and all listening platforms. I'll see you next week. Have a powerful one. Take care.